Hello, welcome to FMB Digital Storytelling. Can you tell us your name, the name of your organisation and the purpose of your organisation?
My name is Ben Osifo and I work for the Tackling Emerging Threats to Children team for Nottinghamshire County Council. The Tackling Emerging Threats to Children team basically works in the Children and Families department, and we work with schools in keeping young people safe around various agendas, depending on the specialist area. So within the team, we have different specialisms. We have people who are specialists in child sexual exploitation, FGM, online safety, physical activity and obesity. And my area is risk-taking behavior. Basically, we work with schools and young people in making sure that they have the right level of information to make informed choices in keeping themselves safe. We oftentimes do this as well through co-production, which is working with young people to develop resources that they want to develop for issues they want to cover.
Marvellous. What would you say are the best parts or best experiences of your work?
Coming to work every day is brilliant because We do this job because we're passionate about wanting to make an impact in the lives of young people. So working with partners or working with young people in getting them to understand the various threats and challenges outside they face in society, but also in getting them to understand how they can keep themselves safe, fit and healthy. We, you know, promote what we call the health triangle, which is basically trying to highlight the links between physical activity, you know, diet and nutrition, and sleep. Eat well, exercise well, sleep well, gives you a good lifestyle.
Cool. What are the greatest challenges you face in your work?
I guess like any other organization, you know, we have challenges, but I guess the beauty is how we can overcome anything that comes across. So I'm pretty much an optimist. So I don't go around thinking I have problems. I think about how can I get over those. So it could be anything from a young person not wanting to engage with you, in which case it's all about building that relationship. Life is all about relationships. Young people will not learn from you if they don't like you and if you can't connect with them. So I see life as being all about relationships. You know, challenges, it could be partners, working with partners and getting them to just understand and for us all to sing from the same hymn sheet. But the beauty of this line of work is every day throws up a different challenge that you just have to get over. At the end of the day, it's about keeping young people safe.
What are the best ways for you to build up trust?
Trust is all, it's two-way thing. So it's getting young people to understand that you are an individual and that you are willing to listen to them. It's also the getting young people to understand that their views count, and it's getting young people to understand that you will treat them as individuals, you know. So trust is a two-way thing, like I said, but when young people realize you are genuine, you know, and you have the time to pay to them, then I guess they will open up eventually. Some people it's harder to get that trust and relationship straight away. Some people it's not. But that's the beauty of this line of work is, you know, being true to yourself, being genuine, and I guess the rest will come in time.
How do you get people involved within the project you set up?
So schools can access our service. We have a newsletter that goes around to all schools. We have the Nottinghamshire Schools portal where schools can access to download our resources or get more information depending on what issues they're after. But pretty much, if you access Nottinghamshire County Council's website and type Tackling Emerging Threats to Children team, our details will come up. And like I said before, we have a YouTube page, which is NCC Tackling Emerging Threats to Children team. But yeah, pretty much, that's how you can get in touch with us via the County Council.
Marvellous. When you come across a challenge, how do you best address it?
Head on. You know, the only way to get from A to B is by taking one step after the other. So like any challenge, I guess it's taking a step back, getting hold of your thoughts, and trying to identify the best way to tackle it, or best formula or approach to use. Like anything, it's all about relationships and trust. Some are easy, some are not.
Marvellous. With social media growing over the last decade and still continuing to grow, how do you think this has had an effect on our young people?
Both ways. It's like two sides of a coin, in a good way and in a bad way. In a good way, I guess social media has helped bring people closer together. It's helped make the world a smaller place. It's given certain skill sets to every one of us that we probably didn't realize we had, including being able to type a message with one finger and one hand. But in a bad way, in the sense that it's also exacerbated things like, you know, online bullying, things around body image, things around sexting. And I guess for me, it's working with schools and young people to give them the right level of information to understand the implications and the consequences of the type of information they put out there. You know, you might put something out there on social media today, and then 4, 5, 6 years down the line, you want to go for a job, and that particular bit of information you put out there might come back to haunt you. She's making sure, you know, people are making informed choices, but also being aware of the consequences of their actions.
Very good. What is the future for your organisation? How can you see the organisation growing?
Well, being part of the County Council and the nature of what we do, dealing with current emerging threats, means there will be more threats that are emerging, some already now, that we probably don't know about. So there will be need for services like ours, you know, in trying to work with children, young people, parents, partners, in highlighting such threats, but in also formulating really good resources to help address them. So I think there will be increasing need for teams like ours and what we do going forward.
That's really good. Is there any further comments you can give us to tell us about your work?
Well, other than the fact that, you know, like I said, within the team, we'll have different specialist areas, but we've also got some really good resources we've developed, and we've also got some good plans to also co-produce some more resources going forward. So for more information, I would say please contact the County Council's website for the Tackling Emerging Threats to Children team, and thank you very much.
Marvellous. Well, thank you very much for coming.